This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Sinorama presents Bruised by the Bridge at Turtle Bay in Redding on Saturday, June 21st, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Join us for this unforgettable 21-plus event featuring over 20 craft breweries, live music, games, delicious food, and more.
Next to the Sundial Bridge along the Sacramento River.
With cold beer, great company, and outdoor fun.
All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibitions.
Don't miss Bruised by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Saturday, June 21st. Get your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center,
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
The president eager to get the bill across the finish line as we see prices rising amid the trade war he launched. At Walmart, the nation's largest retailer, the cost of some toys way up. A baby Bourne doll that cost $34.97 in March now costs $49.97,
what?
Up roughly 43%.
Wow.
Last month, an Etch-A-Sketch cost $14.97. Now it's $24.99,
wow.
A nearly 67% increase.
Wow.
The humble Etch-A-Sketch, 25 bones? That's rough.
Wow, that's not a minor increase in price.
Well, and that baby Bourne doll, you might as well have a real baby at that price. Come on.
Wow! The humble Etch-A-Sketch, doubling in price.
Yeah, frustrating, yet artistic.
So, Elon Musk blaming the, calling the bill an abomination. We will get into that more later, because that's one of the lead stories today, and the fact that it's the lead story is kind of its own story. But, in addition to the big giant bill going through economically, we got this tariff situation. I mean, I'd like to know how many more prices there at the Walmart have gone up that much. That's a lot.
Right. Yeah, that's shocking. I'm sorry. I can't get off the Etch-A-Sketch.
I
being
love
used
the Etch-A-Sketch.
As an example. I mean, at this point, you can use a free app, type for 10 seconds, and generate a professional quality illustration of Joe Biden surfing on the back of a dolphin smoking a bong in Malibu.
No. I want to do the Etch-A-Sketch. You do the stair step. Stair step, stair step, stair step, stair step.
Exactly. Painstakingly.
What is that? Olden days?
If you jostle it at all, it ruins all your work. Yes, that instead of the ChatGPT or what have you. So it's funny. I had a thought as we were getting the material together for this segment. I'm picturing myself back in college. No need for Gladys. This didn't actually happen. Taking some, you know, high-level political science class where they said, all right, we're going to describe this scenario for you. You have two superpowers, one well-established, one rising. They are mortal enemies and sworn to dominate each other. And yet they have a huge and life-sustaining trade relationship. Hostilities begin. Now, keeping in mind each country's best interests, how do you think, loved? And I would think, wait, how did they get, why would they have that Whose idea was this? This is untenable. There's no solution to this. I'd throw up my hands. And yet, here we are. It's time to look in the China cabinet. Trade edition.
China. Don't trust China. China is asshole.
That's right.
That makes me laugh every time.
Not very cleverly named A Look in the China Cabinet, as we consider a number of stories about China, again, all trade edition. First of all, Gavi Newsom of Cal Unicornia and Karen Bass and others are about to engage in a closed-door meeting with Chinese trade officials as part of Gavi's attempt to establish California as some sort of quasi-nation, I suppose. and have happy joy meetings with various Chinese corporations and trade officials and that sort of thing. Worth noting that in a public warning a couple of years ago during the horrific Biden years, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence said that state and local officials are at risk of being manipulated to support Chinese government's agenda, particularly through trade and investment. Quote, financial incentives may be used to hook U.S. state and local leaders, given their focus on local economic issues, the bulletin said. But Gavi will be hobnobbing with the Chinese communists nonetheless. Moving along, here's a headline for you. You may have heard that Trump, you know, hit China with the tariffs and various tit-for-tat retaliation took place. And one thing Xi Jinping and his new guy, his new negotiator, who we'll talk about in a second if we have time, he's a hard ass. He is, interestingly, Jack, his name is He. So you got He and She in charge of China at this point. He's slightly confused.
I don't like the pronouns.
Heterosexual couple, anyway. He's a hard ass, and he has advised Xi Jinping, look, they need the pressure, the rare earth materials for their magnets, for all sorts of technologies. We just won't give them any rare earth stuff. And a couple of months ago, they said they would, but they're slow walking it badly. So the headline is, automakers race to find workaround to China's stranglehold on rare earth magnets. Listen to this now. Major manufacturers, fearful they will have to shut down assembly lines, both on electric and conventional vehicles, are considering moving some parts production to China.
They're fearful they might have to shut down the production of vehicles?
Or, Mr. President, move their production of certain parts to China to avoid complete factory shutdowns.
That's
if automakers end up shifting production to China, it would amount to a remarkable outcome for a trade war initiated by President Trump.
Yeah, I was going to say, that'd be a remarkable outcome. That's not exactly what the plan was.
A couple of the rare earth metals included in the consideration, Jack, include dysprosium. I was so excited about pronouncing that right. Dysprosium and terbium.
Terbium is a metal?
You know, we ought to play... rare earth mineral or made up?
Yeah, no kidding. I bought you this ring. It's made of terbium, very rare.
And the band? Dysprosium. Oh, moving along. China's new trade negotiator is a hard ass. This is He. He to She. The previous guy was a U.S. educated realist who was like, all right, we both need to make money. Let's stay cool now. This guy is a dedicated communist and a loyalist to Xi Jinping. He, a firm believer in state control, just like his boss, Xi, has a clear mandate of not catering to America. Last month's Geneva deal, which China saw as a win, showed Xi the value of sticking to his guns, according to people who consult with senior Chinese officials. So they have decided to get tougher. And strategically, Xi feels empowered to harden his position from the first term of Trump because the arsenal of trade tools China's built under Xi's leadership include export controls of critical materials used to make, this is the rare earth stuff we were talking about and some other stuff, but that are necessary to make chips, cars, and the F-35 jets. So it gives China the ability to cause real pain for the U.S. And finally... anybody who's done business with China is familiar with the idea of industrial espionage. The self-driving truck startup that siphoned trade secrets to Chinese companies. It's a company called Too Simple, T-U, Simple. And I want you to maybe have a TikTok in the back of your mind. Or the idea of, well, it's a Chinese company, but it's not, it's not a state-run enterprise. A week after one of America's largest self-driving truck companies promised the U.S. government it would stop sharing sensitive technology with Chinese partners, Too Simple transferred a trove of data to a Beijing-owned firm.
Why were we sharing it in the first place?
Let me get to that. They want a lot of details, said Zhaoling Han, U.S.-based Too Simple Holdings employee, to a colleague. Leading Chinese commercial truck manufacturer Foton sought the data from Too Simple's many test drives around Texas. very time-consuming, expensive, technologically challenging test drives of self-driving trucks all over Texas. Too Simple was the leader in the global race to develop self-driving trucks that could solve chronic driver shortages, make freight hauling cheaper, bolster military operations. Founded by two Chinese entrepreneurs with money from a Chinese business mogul, the San Diego-based company set a record when its trucks traveled 80 miles in Arizona without a human driver. And the minute the Chinese-based firm said, hey, we need all your data, they sent it all.
Right.
That is emblematic of what I'm always ranting about, that Chinese nationals, whether now or in the future, will be on the hook for Xi Jinping's orders. All of them. Every single one. So what do I want to round up every Chinese American or Chinese student in the country? No, of course not. It's A, impractical, and B, unnecessary. But the awareness that that possibility is not only like extant that it exists, but it looms large. If you've got a company started by two Chinese citizens, I think. Founded by two Chinese entrepreneurs with money from a Chinese business mogul based in San Diego. It's a troubling look inside the China cabinet.
If we end up losing to China or being surpassed by China in a number of ways, the way we allowed that to happen is one of the biggest stories in history. It's like Athens and Sparta stuff. I mean, it's just huge.
Yeah, it's the Trojan horse, but over the course of decades and an enormously complex operation. But the Chinese never underestimate your enemy. You know, not only did Sun Tzu say that, but many generals have throughout history, military theoreticians. They understand American people, A, are super business-oriented. If there's money to be made, we're interested. And secondly, we're friendly and open-hearted, and we think everybody else is too, until they've stabbed us twice. They can stab us once, and we think, well, maybe that was a mistake, because we're so naive about other cultures around the world. So you combine that, you know, business friendliness with just an open-heartedness, and we're incredibly easy to deceive as a people.
That's a nice little feature you put together there. I got a handful of things that don't fit into any feature. I just think they're interesting. Something somebody heard in a government meeting yesterday that I found funny. New movie that's out, a biopic that I'm kind of interested in, and a bunch of other stuff on the way. Man, more details coming out on that Ukrainian strike in Russia. Freaking fascinating. Lots of stuff on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
The very last thing anyone wants is to burden their family after passing.
That's why having a trust or a will is essential. It ensures your loved ones, your spouse, children, or anyone you care about clearly understands your wishes and doesn't have to deal with confusion, drama, or legal hassles while grieving.
Without a will, your assets could be distributed in ways you never intended. People you care about could be left out completely. Also, probate can be a long, complicated, expensive process, and it's avoidable if you have a simple trust in place.
A trust or a will sets a clear plan for how you want your estate handled. They are simple, affordable, and give you peace of mind. I have a simple revocable trust, and knowing my family won't have to go through probate brings real comfort.
Trustandwill.com makes it easy. They're the leaders in creating personalized trusts and wills to protect your legacy and loved ones.
Do the right thing. Protect your family. Visit trustandwill.com today for total peace of mind. That's trustandwill.com.
This is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Cordell & Cordell is the largest family law firm in the country, with over 35 years of helping clients navigate divorce. That does give us certain advantages, for example, in focus and resources. But being big doesn't mean less personal or less local. Our attorneys live and work in your community, and as neighbors, they understand the challenges your families face. If you're a guy facing divorce, remember, Cordell & Cordell, a partner you can count on.
500 Capital Mall, Sacramento. CordellCordell.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe, and if you want to do business with a company that actually stands for something, switch to Pure Talk. I did. Sure, I appreciate being on America's most dependable 5G network with unlimited talk and text for just $20 a month, but what I really appreciate is PureTalk's commitment to our military and to our skilled workforce. That matters to me. Save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword Mike Rowe. PureTalk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., tribal chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
At the Community Foundation of the North State, we believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, we link people who care with causes that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Together, we're creating a lasting impact right here at home. The Community Foundation of the North State. Local giving, powerful results. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more. A proud sponsor of the Redding Colt 45s.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Colorado Rockies became the third fastest team to reach 50 losses in an MLB history, making them the worst team in the last 125 years. In response, the team has announced that in future games, they're changing Take Me Out to the Ball Game to Take Me Out Behind the Shed and Kill Me.
Wow, that's a little dark.
What kind of joke is that?
Hey, they'll turn it around. I'm going to bring some boys up from AAA. It'll be fine.
Remember originally the Colorado Rockies?
No need to go Old Yeller on them. Yes?
Originally when the Colorado Rockies started playing, it was, the air is so thin and home runs, unfair advantage, blah, blah, blah. No, no. Now they're the worst team in 125 years. So.
Yeah, whoops.
A number of things for you. Just came across this. The Army has met its recruitment goal 4 months early. That's a different vibe that we apparently have in the country going right now than was happening under old man Biden. Different story. This is from a government meeting. I'll be very vague. I don't want to get anybody in trouble who told me yesterday at this government meeting they were at. It was an all-day meeting. At the start of one of the meetings, a woman raised her hand and tearfully asked that the speaker stop saying you guys because it was gender hurtful. So now the speaker says y'all.
Wow.
I know, it's hard to believe that actually exists.
Please do not use gendered language to address everyone.
Again, that's the "you people are crazy morons" meme of like a decade ago.
Yeah, I know.
Or certainly 5 years ago.
When did the NBA finals start, Michael? Is that tonight?
I believe so, yeah.
Pacers.
And
Oklahoma
and the
City?
Yeah, and I think the Thunder are just going to win the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't know what the ratings are going to be like either. Anyway, just going to mention this. The Knicks had the best run. The New York Knicks had the best run they'd had in a quarter of a century, and they fired their coach because they didn't make it further. I have been with my favorite teams on the wrong end of this many times. You have the best season you've ever had, but don't make it all the way, so you fire your coach, and then it's another quarter century before you ever get close again. I don't understand that.
Yeah, we would have gone all the way if it weren't for that moron. Let's switch everything up here, because we're automatically going to be as good next year.
Yeah, anyway, that's a funny thing that happens in sports. Speaking of sports, a biopic coming out about one of the more fascinating people in all of history of sports. Raiders coach, then popular announcer, then video game mogul, as my son is super into playing Madden right now, John Madden. Have you seen the pictures of Nicolas Cage as John Madden?
I have not. Nick Cage?
Let me text that to everybody right now. Yeah, Nicolas Cage is going to play John Madden in the biopic, and in this picture right here, he looks exactly like young John Madden, who used to stroll the lines with his shaggy hair, the sidelines as the coach of the Oakland Raiders. So, looks pretty good to me.
I'd like to see a biopic of Nicolas Cage, who will, like, make any movie that will write him a check, no matter how ridiculous, and is an extremely gifted actor.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's had some great roles.
Goes back and forth between super amazing art and then just crap for a paycheck. Well, maybe that's how he funds the art.
Right. Sure.
And then for some reason yesterday, I came across this. I know this was a story like 6 months ago. The whole... you can stop a baby from crying by throwing a slice of cheese on their head. Have you ever actually watched any of these videos?
Not that I recall.
It's pretty entertaining. No.
Sounds like it.
It's lots and lots of babies crying, and then you throw a slice of that, you know, not really cheese, American cheese on their head.
And you're not throwing it at the baby. You're just tossing it onto their head.
Pretty close to throwing it at the baby. I don't know. Yeah, it's throwing it at the baby. You throw the cheese and it slaps on their head, and then they stop crying, which is not surprising in that, if you've had a crying baby, and you say, "Hey, now, what's going on? Who's in a good mood?" You know, you can just interrupt their flow or what they're thinking about. Often they stop crying. But so will a slice of cheese, apparently. But it's pretty funny. Yes, Katie.
I don't know about the baby one, but I have seen the trend where people are doing this with their cats.
Oh, really?
I'm
behind.
If your toddler's potty training isn't going well, hit him in the head with a ham. I mean, what the hell? This is child abuse. I won't sit around chuckling about this.
So
involved child abuse.
What do you do with the slice of cheese and the cat? I mean, what reaction are you trying to get?
Exact same thing as the baby. They just kind of lean back and
just toss a piece of cheese on my head?
Why is this cheese on my face?
It is definitely an interrupter, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets your
now
attention.
Where was I before this cheese was thrown on my head? Oh, yes.
The crying. More news of the day. What Elon Musk said. Drama.
Armstrong and Getty.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
You're great at protecting your personal information. You might even use things like two-factor authentication and strong passwords. But as much as you try to control how your info is protected, there are other places that also have it, and they may not be as careful. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed, or your money back. Save 40% your first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com. Term.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Reading 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best health care partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Hey, Reading, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Join us Father's Day weekend, June 14th and 15th. It's the perfect place to celebrate and treat Dad to fun, food, and family. Black Bear Diner also added four brand new and returning classics to the menu at 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Jump into summer with the huge parking lot sale brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. Not only will the parking lot be filled with unique items, but inside the store you'll save extra as well. Beautiful brass, antique vases, jewelry, and sports memorabilia galore, vintage clothing and signs. It's all waiting for you June 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center off of I-5 in Anderson. Thanks, Memory Lane.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I feel a little complicit in this, although I still think it was an interesting story. So there is been a couple of profiles on the daughter of the weird flamethrower psychopath terrorist. Boulder suspect's daughter dreamed of studying medicine. Now she faces deportation, USA Today has. As somebody pointed out, I'm glad USA Today found the real victim. They've done zero profiles on any of the people burned in the attack.
Right. Yeah. USA Today is shameless.
Yeah. It is interesting, though, that it seems his daughter is an American-loving, successful, what a great country where a woman can be a doctor person, and her dad is a nut job.
Islamist scumbag. Yeah. Yes. Correct. Coming up next segment, and I don't think I'm overselling this, I've figured it all out.
I don't think I'm overselling this. I've figured it all out. That's fantastic.
We're talking the national debt and deficit and what the future is going to be. Just because I've figured it out doesn't mean you're going to like it. Stay with us.
My son hits me with that every once in a while. You know, Dad, I've figured out the meaning of life. Okay, let's hear it.
Finally.
Yes. So this got a lot of attention yesterday. Peter Ducey in the White House press room, this gets to the whole auto pen who was running the country, did Joe Biden know what he was doing story.
Hey, look at these last minute Biden pardons. Mm-hmm. The big ones. Biden siblings, Fauci, January 6th committee.
That's right.
Most of the big ones have the same very neat signature. Mm-hmm. We would expect that probably to be the auto pen. There is one that looks different. It looks authentic. Is this White House of the opinion that the only pardon that would count is one that the president signed himself?
It's very interesting. The president is making a good point when he discusses the usage of the auto pen. Who was running the country for the past 4 years? Perhaps those documents were signed with the auto pen, something that this, I believe the Department of Justice is looking into. As you saw, Ed Martin made an announcement at the Department of Justice this morning to launch an investigation because the American people deserve answers.
So we have James Comer. He's head of the committee. I'll just sum up for him so he can move on. He says they're going to bring some White House staffers in front of Congress and do some grilling, and we'll see. But it is kind of interesting that in that flurry of last-minute pardons, there's a bunch that appear to be the auto pen. It's hard to argue that Biden wasn't behind those since it was his own family and everything. But then there's one extra with a different signature. Did somebody slide that in? And, you know, most of these...
Or was that the only one the mummy was aware of?
True. True. Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, the whole move there in the last week to take drug offenders and move their life sentence to probation or whatever, was that super progressive staff members that were into that, or was that a big Joe Biden cause his whole life? I remember at the time it seemed kind of weird.
Yeah, I still predict that very little will come of this because it's going to be impossible to nail down anything significant, but yeah, there was the Politburo, as Tapper and Thompson called them in the book, were running the White House to a large extent. I'm not sure there's any gold at the end of this rainbow.
Which is disappointing. But then there's one story. I forget what the policy was, but when Mike Johnson became Speaker of the House, he finally got to meet with Joe Biden, and he said, why did you sign the whatever it was? Because that, you know, hurts this and hurts that and everything like that. And Joe Biden said, I didn't sign that. I'm still studying that. And Johnson said, no, you signed it. So either the old senile man forgot he signed it, which is perfectly believable. I mean, he talked about a woman being dead, then 2 minutes later asked to talk to her. So, you know.
And told the same story twice, back to back.
Right. So he could forget signing a bill. Or somebody signed it for him, and he didn't know, which is also possible.
Mm. Yeah, at the time I took it to be a senility story.
Mm-hmm.
But it absolutely could be, you know, the latter. Yeah, I'm not saying don't investigate it, because it's an interesting question. I heard somebody say the other day, not somebody, it wasn't like the guy in line at the grocery store, it was a learned commentator saying, you know, the only thing that the Constitution says the president actually has to sign is a bill.
Mm.
But I don't know. There are probably statutes surrounding that, and I don't. That's just something I heard. Coming up, I've figured it all out. Stay with us.
Wow. Yeah, I would go ahead and be late for work to hear it all has been figured out.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for the Joe Getty Cold Warrior jingle, which I've requested, because I have some more China news.
Reasons to hate China.
Well, yeah, reasons to be extremely suspicious of China and its various entities. After a word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security, protect your stuff, protect the people you love with the state-of-the-art, fantastic, best home security system of 2025, according to CNET. That's Simply Safe Home Security.
If someone's lurking around your house, lurkers, agents can actually talk to them in real time because you've got that live guard protection situation where people are watching on the cameras, and they could talk to them and say, hey, you lurker, I see you lurking, you better get out of there, cops are on the way. That sort of thing costs you about $1 a day with a 60-day money-back guarantee if you want to try out the Simply Safe system.
Love it. 4 million-plus Americans trust Simply Safe, number one in customer service by Newsweek and USA Today. Monitoring plans start around $1 a day. Wait a minute. A system this advanced is around $1 a day? Yeah, check into it. SimplySafe.com/Armstrong. You can claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. You get your first month free, too. That's SimplySafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimplySafe. So I was talking about this trucking company that was sending all of its data to China a week after it swore to the U.S. government that it wouldn't. Because the state of the ability to monitor that sort of thing and crack down on it is very tenuous, very wishy-washy, honestly. Because we're still emerging from the haze of that China just wants to engage in trade and be our friends period of stupidity. But so anyway, I scrolled down too far. So this is too simple. A leader in the global race to develop self-driving trucks. They sent a bunch of data to Beijing, blah, blah, blah. Within a year and a half of this coming to light, Too Simple voluntarily just shut down its U.S. operations, auctioned off its truck, delisted from the NASDAQ. Its leaders moved hundreds of millions of dollars raised from U.S. investors from the company's accounts to China, according to legal documents, and started new business ventures.
Wow. Well, it's clear what happened there. The whole thing was a ruse, the entire thing.
Yeah, yeah, I would agree. Or at least it was using the United States for our assets and our freedom. And the moment we said, no, you're going way too far in sharing, you know, confidential data with the Chinese communists, they said, all right, we're out. We're taking our money. Goodbye. So just know what you're dealing with when you're dealing with the Chinese.
Why are you putting
By the way, there's.
Was I supposed to have something?
Oh, I don't know. We could break now.
I thought that's what we were going to do.
Yeah, why not? After one more quick mention, the phrase, welcome in, is driving people crazy.
What?
Highly controversial. Welcome in.
Does somebody say that to you? When do people say that to you?
Oh, all the time.
They do?
Oh, yeah.
Welcome in?
Like welcome
in. Like homes or a restaurant?
All of the above. Stores.
And it's driving people crazy.
Facilities? Yes. Why do people say welcome in all of a sudden? Okay. Why not just welcome?
All right. Well, I don't ever interact with people, so I'm the wrong person to ask. But
exactly.
Oh, that gets to the whole, we've got to, I saved this for today because I wanted to talk about it when you were here. The whole, is there a crisis with men, adult men, and friends in America? Some people claim there is. I don't know if there is or not, but we'll talk about that later.
So coming up, the solution to the national debt problem, you're going to hate it. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-529-2856. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-529-2856. That's 800-529-2856 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution, or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Just days after leaving the Trump administration, Elon Musk ripping into the bill at the heart of President Trump's agenda. "I'm sorry, but I just can't stand it anymore," Musk posted on X. "This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination." It comes just hours after Trump declared the bill a big winner. But Musk now insisting the bill will massively increase the already gigantic budget deficit to $2.5 trillion and burden American citizens with crushingly unsustainable debt.
The rest of that tweet was Elon saying everybody who voted for it should be ashamed of themselves.
Right. One more voice. This is Senator John Thune of South Dakota, 33, Michael.
will this lead to higher deficits? And the answer to that is no. You're going to get growth in the economy. And when the economy, again, is growing and expanding, you get more government revenue. You add to that the almost a couple $1 trillion in cuts that are in the bill, and you have the most significant reduction in spending and biggest amount of savings in history.
Okay, so we're good. Did you want to throw in one comment before we plunge ahead?
The savings,
I figured everything
the
out.
Savings are always on the back end and don't happen.
Absolutely true. Through the use of two emails, we will set up the problem. Then I will hit you with the obvious solution that is not only going to happen, it's happening now.
Cannibalism.
That's part of it. JT writes, both sides lie about taxes and spending. They lie to us, probably to themselves. The so-called big, beautiful bill will make the Trump tax cuts permanent until they aren't, and they will stimulate the economy more than letting them expire, but our economic debt problem won't be solved by keeping the tax rates as they are right now. Tax cuts won't pay for themselves completely. They never do. Alternatively, tax rate increases never bring down the deficit or the debt. The government just spends more, et cetera. So that's the problem, obviously. Nobody's willing to do anything about it politically. This is a brilliant, elegant solution to the debt problem. It is also horrifying. This is from frequent correspondent Paolo, who's compiled a couple of different sources, and I am completely convinced. If this is in any way wrong, please tell us why. mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. A theory about Trump's economic strategy. And it's not just Trump's, by the way, to interrupt Paolo's flow. They're going to let inflation fix the debt. It's not a new idea. Fixing it in a sensible way is probably politically impossible anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an enormous debt. And it is practically politically impossible to raise taxes enough or cut spending enough to retire that debt and those deficits. So what if we could enact a gigantic hidden tax that people didn't realize they were being taxed? That's inflation. If you've been listening to the show, we've explained it many times how inflation is a hidden tax. You accumulate a certain amount of debt. You print enough money and put it out into circulation that $1 million of debt you owed. A few years later, $1 million feels like $500,000. You know how inflation works. If it's prices, it's in reverse. But it's almost like you look back at the rent you paid in 1994, and you're thinking, wow, that's quaint. Well, what if that was a debt? You'd think, wow, that's quaint. I can pay that off, right? So, getting back to Paolo's email, Trump wants to goose the booming economy. He'll do it and let fiscal policy resolve the situation later. Or at least that's how he'll rationalize it. And again, the Democrats are fully on board. My God, look at the inflation during the Biden years. All it takes is a Fed that keeps interest rates low, come hell or high water, and inflation be damned. The inflation that follows effectively lowers the debt and effectively taxes everybody at an equal, hard to predict, and probably very high rate. That's probably a doable plan, just takes a handful of people to pull it off. Anything that requires Congress will probably never happen. It's called fiscal dominance. And I've got a couple of articles that we could get a little more into detail slash into the weeds, but you've got the broad outlines of it. We pay off the debt through fueling inflation.
Well, just from a tax standpoint, if you treat it as a tax, at least it gets spread among everybody, and it's not the very, very narrow tax base that is so incredibly unfair and keeps us from ever dealing with anything. But that doesn't work in this case because we just can't keep spending more than we take in, and hiding it in inflation is not a good idea.
Oh, no, it's a horrifying idea.
Yeah.
It is what's going to happen.
Yeah. Nick Gillespie is a guy who runs Reason. They're libertarians. He's a hardcore libertarian. Oh, he wears a leather jacket. That's the libertarian look.
You want to be ready.
He was responding to Senator Tom Cotton, who tweeted out today, our tax cuts were set up America for economic growth. And he said, Nick Gillespie said, simply not true. The best thing you could do is reduce spending. That's the one thing the government could actually control is spending. And Republicans, like Democrats, never cut spending. Yeah, that's the way. It's just like, if you want a diet, you can work out really, really hard, but you gotta stop eating cake and ice cream. You gotta stop taking in all the calories. If you really want to get it under control, sure, you know, growing the economy, that's all great, but we gotta stop spending so much. You just have to. It's the only way you're actually gonna ever get there. But we won't. Or we haven't yet.
Well, I think our two grimly realistic correspondents absolutely nailed it. Americans won't consent to taxes high enough to take care of the problem. Congress wouldn't even try to pass it anyway. It's politically untenable. And as we've seen illustrated all too vividly in the recent Republican effort to do anything about Medicaid.
Yeah.
Which, if you're not familiar with it, it's gone from a very small program that was supposed to help the most beleaguered and poor among us to now a program for millions and millions of able-bodied, working-age people who just don't feel like working and they're on the government dole. Even reining that in slightly, the Democrats mobilized a massive and fairly effective, they're trying to render blind people homeless and kick poverty-stricken babies! And it worked enough that Republicans backed off. They thought, oh, there's no win in this fight. Screw it. We'll just keep Medicaid as it is.
Yeah, the Republicans I see on any of the talk shows, they don't do a good job of selling it as, hey, we got a bunch of lazy bums on Medicaid that shouldn't be getting it.
Mm-hmm.
They must think that politically that doesn't work.
I read a piece by Karl Rove, and I know a lot of people in the kind of the newer conservatism don't like Karl Rove at all. And, you know, he's got a flaw. He's got flaws like all of us. But he was arguing... And he fleshed it out. I might be able to find it, but he said, look, we've just got to pitch the idea that there are freeloaders ripping off the system. Just use the word freeloaders and point out how the freeloaders are taking benefits from the blind people
right.
and the poor people
right.
and the babies.
Which is true.
And I read it and I thought, that's brilliantly, obviously, simply effective. But either the Republicans are gutless cowards, which is certainly possible, or they have perceived that, no, that just, it doesn't work. It's too easy to frighten people.
Or
we're not even going to try.
Or is it that, along with those freeloaders have been voting Republican the last couple of cycles? They're now Trump voters. They're now Republican voters, the freeloaders.
Hello.
We can't be calling out the freeloaders.
Right. Your Rust Belt, your Appalachia, whatever, where the plant is closed and everybody's on disability now and getting government checks. Yeah. It's the hillbilly elegy crowd. Honestly, J.D., tell us about it.
Yeah, that's really frustrating.
Yeah, I'm sorry to bring you bad tidings, but now that I see it, I see the problem and the solution. It makes perfect sense. It's a puzzle piece that fits.
The latest number from the CBO just came out on the disgusting abomination and says the bill could add $2.4 trillion to the national debt over the next decade. The CBO, of course, if it's your opponent's bill, you claim it's accurate. If it's your bill, you claim they never get it right. And then it flips when the other side has power.
Of course, keep in mind, as you pointed out quite aptly not long ago, the spending is immediate. The savings and the cuts are a few years down the road. And they never end up happening.
No.
So the CBO is underestimated, I would guess, the adding to the debt.
Yeah, and Mike Johnson can make accurate arguments about cutting spending mathematically, but if that spending is down the road when there will be a different administration, a different Congress, and then they do away with it at the time, it doesn't make any difference. And that has happened over and over and over again.
Yeah, honey, if we buy this boat, I will give up drinking and golf in 2027.
My argument for us being right is just look at a graph of U.S. debt. It only goes one direction, no matter who's president, no matter who has control of all three branches. It just goes one way.
Oh, now that's just a technicality. I don't see your point at all.
Oh, my God, it's frustrating.
Yeah, I know.
So frustrating.
Democracy doesn't work anymore. We tried. We gave it a good try.
If you missed a segment, get the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, it's Matt, your Leaf Filter Trusted Pro. Gutters are an often neglected part of the home. They're also one of the most important. Clogged, overflowing gutters can cause serious problems like foundation damage or basement flooding, which can cost thousands of dollars to fix. Let's face it, cleaning gutters yourself is not only a hassle, it can be dangerous. But when you get Leaf Filter, you'll never have to worry about cleaning clogged gutters again. Get started today by visiting leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free inspection. If you decide to move forward, we'll professionally clean, realign, and seal your gutters before installing our patented stainless steel micro mesh system. Leaf Filter keeps out everything but the water. And it's backed by a lifetime transferable, no clogs warranty. So you're protected for good. We're in your neighborhood and ready to help. Visit Leaf Filter today for a free inspection and estimate, and you could save up to 30%. Visit leaffilter.com/deal. That's leaffilter.com/deal.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.